The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. We've had too much to drink, and you obviously have nothing better to do with your time than to strap yourself, Will Billy, to the front of your computer and pray that we have someone naked in the studio. It's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight we have the usual chaos that you would absolutely expect from us. Absolutely no planning or forethought. A little bit of discussion about 10 seconds ago as to what we wanted to do. Oh yeah, and the Sinister Minister is here, so I hope everyone has their toilet paper handy. So sit back, crack open a cold one, or pour yourself another Jack and Coke, and hang on for the ride. Get your dialing finger ready, get into the chat room, and if you're listening on the podcast, get your email client open on, because we're going to need your input on this show.
Welcome everybody to Spank Wagon Radio. God damn it, I need a big ass glass of Kool-Aid right now, man. I'm serious, dude. I was just looking at this certain picture that I saw earlier that I'll talk about. That I'll talk about later.
Oh no.
I'll tease it like Murphy. Wait. There's an interesting picture about Obama that I'll talk about later on.
Cool. All right.
I am thirsty, though, man.
Well, there's water out there. Go get yourself a bottle of water.
I could use an adult beverage.
Go get yourself some water.
I could use an adult beverage, too.
Hey, as Murphy said at the beginning of the show, this is Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
The greatest.
The greatest. The absolute, positively, end-all, be-all.
End-all, be-all.
Huh? End-all, be-all of great internet radio. I mean, really, you can't beat us. But you sure do try to avoid us.
I think I've actually seen people on the street that have been on the show before see me across the street, duck their head, and run the other direction.
You know what? And I'll say this, in all honesty, that's their loss. I mean, wow.
They were on Radio UK's first question. Evening, all. Where the hell is everyone?
You know, we've been asking that question ourselves past couple weeks. So.
You know what it is? Because it's gotten real nice outside, especially in the evenings. People are spending those last couple of weeks and months outside relaxing before it gets cold as fuck.
Well, that's true. But, you know, you also said that when the weather gets a little nicer, people will want to maybe stay in at night more because it'll be chilly. And we're waiting for them people, too.
Well, it's still kind of nice outside right now, especially here in Vegas.
Here in Vegas, it's wonderful. Yeah, last week, it was shit. This weekend, it's nice.
I don't know what the fuck happened last week, dude. My testicles went inside to play. It was that cold.
It was fucking cold. I mean, there is no doubt about it. But this week's been beautiful. It's one of those ones, I mean, I go to work with the windows rolled down. I come home with the windows rolled down in the car. Sunroof open. It's beautiful. I love it.
I just don't turn on the air conditioning and stay in my little car because with the window.
Little, down, wait. Little car. Little car. You don't drive your egg anymore.
Do you have a swamp cooler? You have a swamp cooler up in the van.
Look, here's the deal. I leave the windows. I leave the windows up because with the windows down, I can hear what other people are saying. I feel like I have to respond.
So someone's in the car next to you. You know, you hear. Well, let me see.
Dude, I swear to God. I heard this.
Shut up!
No. People think because my car is so much taller than theirs that I couldn't possibly hear what they're saying in the vehicle next
he
to me.
He looks like he's driving a vehicle from the NSA. He must be innocent. Let's talk about stupid shit.
Oh, God. I can't believe this. I heard this actually come out of someone's mouth. This is why I leave the windows up.
It can't be worse than last week. Well, what's his name?
Along the same vein.
We love Rocky.
I can't believe people are going to vote for that guy. He's a terrorist and a Muslim. And I just...
A Muslim?
Yeah.
A Muslim.
A Muslim?
They're in this little tiny, I don't know, Toyota of some sort. And my truck is... We've talked about it before. My truck really is enormous. I just stick my head out of the window. And I look over and I say, thank you. You have yet again confirmed to me why this country is too stupid to deserve a leader like Obama. And you just look at someone and say something like that, coming from a truck my size, people are like, oh, shit.
Wait, well, they look at you, they look at that truck, and they're like, wait a minute, this dude isn't Republican?
Yeah.
You've got a Republican vehicle.
I do look like all I need is a gun rack.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to go get a fishing decal. You know, the silhouette of the dude, like, you know, trout fishing. No. Not that we trout fish in a desert, but, well, trouser trout. But anyhow.
Hey-o.
The point is, you know, you need one of those on your vehicle. You've got the Apple sticker. That's the only thing on your truck that says, I'm a pansy-ass liberal.
My truck, but we have the best name for my truck.
Fuck Apple.
It's the Urban Assault and Recovery Vehicle. That's the best
way to
describe
you've got a
truck.
Salad bowl. You've got the tinfoil hat on the top of your truck.
Hey, it's going to cover that hole.
It's a fucking salad bowl epoxied into place.
And it works.
Arguing that. It's just, it's a salad.
Hey, look, I'm going to put some bolts into it eventually.
And then it's going to be Frankenstein salads bowl or Frankenstein salad bowl.
That'd be awesome.
Trust me, Good Springs Library is in a trailer. I think your truck is I think it's bigger than the fucking Good Springs Library.
Good Springs,
you can put a whole fucking collection of motherfuckers and a circulation desk.
And a desk.
And two employees.
I was so happy tonight. I put gas in the truck. And
you paid less than the national debt.
I paid. Well,
it's funny how gas always just drops right before election time.
No. We'll talk about that.
Okay. I put $55 in my tank, and I don't think I've ever seen the gas gauge on my truck that full.
Nice.
I was holy shit.
You know what? It's
for radio, that means I put a couple of liters of petrol in just for you, buddy.
Slot off.
I don't want them to get confused.
I think that they're beating us in that area. But you know what's funny is the oil. I've been watching the markets do that super roller coaster where it's all downhill and like inches uphill. And I love watching the news reports because it tanks and everybody's like, ah, it goes up 2 points. Recovery. No. But they do that same thing for oil. Oil has dropped now down to like what? Yesterday it was like $68 a barrel, right? Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's nice and low.
No, that is not nice and low. That's where it was when it started going to hell.
Well, okay, it's nice and low as compared to where it was last week.
2 weeks ago. We won't see this shit because people do futures betting. In other words, the minute it goes up, the gas stations have to prepare for expensive-ass gas. We are not going to see this till November, but what's going to happen is it's going to go up just enough between now and November to where they're going to have to hedge their bets again and be prepared to buy the future stock. We're never going to see cheap oil.
I just fill up your tank now.
Yeah.
It's cheap for today. Fill it up, boys.
Yeah, $3.40. That's cheap.
All we have to do is dig in, tap the leftover sources, and then finish that off, and then go, oh, shit, we really are. What if it's our oil? What are we going to do now? You know what I'm saying?
So you're talking peak oil.
Yeah.
He's talking peak oil.
We are not getting into a discussion about peak oil tonight. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to derail that conversation. Good Lord. Anyway, so it's Trencher, no. No. That is for a serious show, maybe something on a Sunday morning. That is not for this show.
Yeah, you're right about that.
With friends?
Yes, with friends.
Fair enough.
If only they were friends with benefits though. Ooh. Yeah. I swear to God, I would do Jody in a heartbeat. I'd be afraid that halfway during the sex, she'd say, oh, it's so good. You must look like McCain from behind. And I'm like, she'd say something.
Fuck that. You just scream at her, give me your pal and bangs on my nuts or something.
No, she'd say something like, fuck me like a Democrat shouldn't. It's like,
Is it weird that McCain's head like a melted marshmallow? It's all glowy, shiny, and just all pudgy.
You're all doing it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm riding you like Joe the Plumber. Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm laying pipe like Joe the Plumber.
What's that, illegally and behind on your taxes?
Well, behind on taxes, first off, don't be a crook. And yeah, I'm sorry, you got to pay your taxes. Pay the fuckers, all right?
And then be a licensed plumber, you dumb shit.
Well, you can be a plumber, not a licensed plumber.
Okay,
it just limits what you can work on.
Hold on a sec. Let's bring everybody up to speed because we have a lot of people who don't follow politics or aren't in this country. So a big deal went down this week. Barack Obama was doing just a normal stump speech before the debates on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a guy walks up to him and says, "Hi, my name's Joe. I'm a plumber. And I want to know if it's true that if your tax plan goes through, my taxes are going to increase." Now, you'd normally expect someone, you know, a candidate to say, "Oh, no, no," and then just kind of say, no, read all about it on my website, or no, this guy wants you. No. Barack Obama spent 5.5 minutes explaining to this guy how his taxes will be affected, how the taxes of his workers will be affected, and kind of making sense. I mean, it was a really cool thing for him to do, and it totally unexpected. Keep in mind, he did all this
while outside in Ohio,
minutes before he's supposed to go on and do the debate. So it was really cool. Well, then McCain, during the debate, brought up Joe the Plumber. And Joe the Plumber apparently was an undecided voter. Well, a little bit of research to be done. Turns out Joe the Plumber isn't an undecided voter after all. He's a Republican. He's a registered Republican. His name isn't Joe. His name is actually Sam. Him and his brother own several companies already. Yeah. They have never, in the entire history of their business, ever made over $250,000. So their taxes wouldn't go up. In fact, they'd get a tax break. Oh, yeah, he's not a licensed plumber after all. Well, and he owes, what is it, like $1,800 in back taxes
back
to
taxes.
Ohio.
Now, I heard something, and this is unconfirmed.
So he sounds like a pretty much a perfect Republican to me.
Yeah.
Dodging taxes and lying.
Oh, okay.
And baiting people.
God bless America. In the land of the... Hey, cheeseburger. So, you know,
Cheeseburger.
So the thing that gets me, though, is I saw this, and it's unconfirmed because I haven't taken the time to look this up. But supposedly, Joe the Plumber is also related somehow to Keating. So how can you be that undecided of a voter if you're related to Keating?
Look,
now, I won't say that this is true. America, I will not lie to you. I haven't done my homework.
Ladies and gentlemen, the part of Joe the Plumber's night will be played by a GOP plant.
I mean, dude, this guy's got a future in standing up and saying, "No, Mr. Chris Angel, I've never met you before. Let me choose a card." Holy Christ. For those of you not paying attention, Chris Angel is a supposed magician.
Right, supposed.
Who makes people sign non-disclosure agreements before he lets them on their show.
You want to look at my magic? You got to tell no one. All right. So I got to point this out for everybody listening through the podcast, the video, the audio. Spankwagon.net's the official site. You need to get your asses to Spankwagon now.
Spankwagon! Wesley Willis.
Yes. You know, oddly enough, he came out with that and I was so sad.
Oh no!
There's my clever word, and someone has it now, or someone else is going to use it.
I'm dying to hear the Hank Williams Jr. soundtrack.
Touch my penis.
Sorry. So you go to spankwagon.net. We got some news articles. We got Mraff up there from the last week's show or this week's show. We also have on the forums Icy Blue, who used to be Red Rum. Well, Icy Blue is back, and within 24 hours, the original post whore has posted 22 times.
I think she should show us her tits.
I think you can go right ahead and look at them.
Sweet.
You know, but everybody, you need to go to spankwagon.net. We need
interact.
English, Mark. Contributors.
Contributations.
Contributions.
So what do you guys think about the video games and the celebrity ads towards the election?
I saw that. I saw Barack Obama ads when I turned on my copy of Burnout Paradise the other day.
Really?
The billboards around Paradise City are Barack Obama ads.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, Trench and I are big Burnout City fans. I'm surprised you haven't seen it, but then again, you've been playing a lot of
Bad Company.
So, yeah, I've seen Burger King commercials and I've seen Vizio commercials, and I'm like, oh, look at that. But God damn if that isn't a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it was a brilliant idea.
What was that Saturday Night Live comedian was talking about that said something to the effect of Barack Obama's placing ads in campaigns, McCain is buying ad time in MRI machines. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
You know, speaking of campaign time that's been purchased, I don't know, am I derailing you from what you wanted to say?
No.
Barack Obama has purchased a 30-minute infomercial.
Yeah.
On, I want to say, Fox stations.
Yeah, that's going to push back the World Series.
Yeah, it's going to push back the start time of the World Series.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, this isn't the first time he's purchased this, but this is the first time it's been done on such a large scale.
America, Billy Mays here for Barack Obama, and I just want to tell you that Barack Obama as president will get your dishes clean, You won't have to pay nearly as much taxes. And gosh darn it, it makes your smile even wider. I'm Billy Mays, and vote for Barack Obama. That pretty accurate? What it's going to... No. Probably not.
It's the Negro president from Ronco.
Oh. Just said it, and...
Hope so no one shoots him.
Well, that's what, you know, McCain, you realize McCain passes away, we're going to have the dumbest bitch in the world for president. But that's another story altogether.
Well, she's Dan Quayle in a skirt.
What I was bringing up was the...
Oh, about the celebrity. Celebrities,
celebrity. No, that's fine. Celebrity ads. Do you think that the celebrity ads is going to have effect? Because they had a discussion, and one guy on CNN was like, you know, even though he's a Democrat, another guy was a Republican. And the guy was like,
wait, is that how it works? Sorry.
Wait. There were Democrats on CNN? Really? I never would have guessed that. On the Clinton News Network. You sure?
Yeah. I was shocked they had a Republican there, which is comes to something later.
That's a token.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Token right there.
But, because they were talking about, the discussion was, do you think that's a celebrity ads? I guess it's a Hank Williams Jr. or someone did one for McCain, a country singer. Hank something. I think
probably
it's
Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, I think it's Hank Williams Jr. And then they had one with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel for Barack Obama. Now, which one would you want to listen to? And how effective do you think one is compared to the other?
All right, so Murph's like yelling at me like, wait, paper, it's in the drawer.
Look up the Hayden Panettiere McCain ad.
All right, we'll do that during one of the breaks.
Yeah, because that's a funny one that you need to... I think it's on funnyordie.com, I think it's where I saw it.
Do you think it's... Well, what the Democrat was saying, oh, no, you know, no true political people is going to care about the ads, whatever. And the actual Republican said, no, it's effective because, well, you know how they're thinking is that the 90% of the people are lost anyway or don't understand, you know, oh, all they do is watch TV, no one really watch news anyway. You know, that's what his opinion was.
This is where I think it would be effective. There's no such thing as an undecided voter right now. Yeah. Everybody has an opinion. The only people that will be swayed by that kind of ad is going to be a moron, otherwise known as Republicans.
Okay, so I'm watching CNN. I know, shock. And because, you know, the Cunt News Network is fantastic for me. So I'm watching CNN, and they're talking about the this dude, again, Southern state, I believe. I don't know the state. Hanging up this ghost effigy with Obama written on it, Obama Hussein misspelled, and like a
Moran.
Star of David. It's one of those, you know, evangelical church of white power Christianity. my daughter's really dating a black man church. You know, so it's one of those stupid things. But right in Halloween, he's hanging a ghost in a bed sheet that says Hussein Obama or whatever it is on it. So. Dude,
I know.
Right there, fail. Like,
I love dumb people. I so love dumb people, especially dumb hicks. No, the hicks, they'll say, oh, well, Hank Williams Jr. says I should vote for McCain because Obama's a terrorist. I'm going to do it. As opposed to a Democrat who says, hey, this guy says I should vote for this guy. Let's go do some research and figure it out.
Well, you know, the problem is, though, is you... None of the news organizations like to cover the insane or Democrat because, really, one, they don't shower. Two, they don't have a permanent address because once you're in a VW bus traveling around the country, it's kind of hard to lay, you know, table stakes down. You know, it's also hard to nail that liberal voter because, I mean, seriously, really. I mean, you maybe should put up a voting machine at a Birkenstock store.
Tree huggers.
So. It would also have to be solar powered.
Yeah, solar powered, and it couldn't be Diebold, you know.
And it'd have to be subsidized, and part of the profits would have to go to some third world nation.
Exactly. It's.
Oh yeah, and it'd have to be pink.
Yeah, or purple, and it has to have a cause. Not that, you know, voting is a cause as it is, but hey, what do we know? We're just
I have a cause trying to get laid.
I think that's America's cause for you. Shut him up! Get some cock in his mouth!
Hey, wait a minute.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First floor. Doors open.
Well, here we are. What can I say? I'm thrilled. I want to congratulate you on time.
Ours is a brand new world of all at once. As the new electric technologies come into play, people are less and less convinced of the importance of self-expression. Teamwork succeeds private effort.
Talk about money. Money is a subject all people all over the world have in common. So why not talk about it? If your friends don't want to talk about it, you may want to find a new group of friends. These are things I do on a regular basis. Once you begin that journey in your mind and in your heart, the rest of you should soon follow. Always remember that words are free.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh yeah,
the time is now.
It's now.
The wait is over. Get ready for R&B sensation and first lady of classic click records. Casey's hit single, Boy Toy.
Boy Toy.
Boy Toy. Now available at www.rockmp3.com/Casey. That's www.rockmp3.com/Casey. K-A-Y-C-E-E. It's going down, man, in a major way, right here on Classic Click Live.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
I see you shiver with anticipation.
The blades are in my brain. Lately things just don't seem the same.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, dude, that was Jimi Hendrix in the Futurama theme song.
Yeah, well, it's a mashup. One of my mashups. This is from the Kleptones.
That's some craziness right there.
I love this shit. It's wonderful to hear a reimagining of a great song, and it's another great song. You don't think so,
DeCap? I don't know
so,
if DeCap. I'd say the Futurama theme song is a great song, but it's
no, but Hendrix, and you just add bits and pieces.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's a good song. Wrong with it.
Shut up, DeCap.
Crazy-ass white people.
Get you some McCain look.
Zombie McCain. All right. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you.
It was funny. Radio UK said that the KKK, here that the KKK was supported Obama. And I said even the KKK was a solving K's shitty tax plan. It was like, you know what? You know what, guys? We can't hang this one.
We're going to need to keep one or two of these fellas around, apparently.
Because my wife don't have no job, and the bitches drive me crazy at home. So,
it's a good thing racism actually is a pre-existing condition. Oh, jeez. Holy crap. All right, boys and girls, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Best radio, internet radio show ever.
The greatest internet radio show ever.
I know we're doing this week's show right now, but let's take just
Wait, we're doing this week's show right now? As opposed to doing last week's show next tomorrow? Week,
which we could do as well. No, but let's talk about next week's show just briefly.
Oh, absolutely, because we got a lot of shit going on there.
Yeah, I don't
want to. Can I interrupt you one more time?
You sure
all
can.
All right.
I tell you what, why don't you tell them what's going on next week then?
I have no clue. You booked it.
That's right. Okay, next week, here's the deal. Next week, we are actually going to have some nuns in the studio.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, let me tell you why.
Yeah, I need to know this.
Okay, I called the Archdiocese here in town, and I told them, I said, look, guys, we've done some bad things here, and what we need to do is... Hold on, we need to bring this thing back to where it should be. We've had this discussion a couple of times now, we're going to have some nuns in the studio next week, and they're going to be armed to the teeth with rulers. So, if we get out of line... They're going to wrap us across the knuckles.
We got some white nuns?
I think they're white. Nah, probably not cute. They're nuns. I don't think I've ever seen a cute nun.
Well, can't we get none of the young ones?
None of that nun. Anybody, tell me the movie. None of that nun. Anybody. Second Sight, John Larroquette. All alone there. That's a great movie. The Psychic Detective Agency. Oh, my God. You people suck. Yeah, so we're going to have nuns in the studio next week. Also, we're going to have a dude. Okay. Here we go. We're going to have a dude in next week who says he can suck his own dick. Now, we've all tried it.
Skarsgård?
I've succeeded.
We have a no dick rule in the studio. Are we going to just let it?
His name is Pickles, and it was the greatest moment of his life.
Dude, we're going to have to break it.
We're going to have to break the rule.
And Vert, I don't know why you always come in the chat room using that gay-ass pink that nobody can read. he's going to do it right here on the floor. Dude is going to suck his own dick. Now, my question is he going to spit or swallow? Is he going to take it on the face?
Now, we're going to have the nuns in at the same time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the nuns are going to be here at the same time.
Well, there goes any chance of getting into heaven for this Catholic kid.
Toe just asked, do strap-ons violate the no-dick rule?
Oh, no. Strap-ons are absolutely okay.
Yeah.
Especially if they're being used on Trencher.
Well, I'm Catholic.
Hey-o. And if you believe anything of what I just said, you're an ass clown, because that is not what is going on next week.
No, next week is a good week.
Next week is a good week. Here is what we hope we have booked. Now, this is Spankwagon, so keep in mind.
Cancels at the last moment.
Cancels, no shows.
The card is subject to change. Okay.
Nice.
Next week in studio, we will have Starry.
If we have Starry, we're going to have Dim, probably.
From NaughtyStarry.com.
Dim will just show up.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. We get Starry, we probably have Dim, too.
We're going to lock that motherfucking door is what we're going to do. Because not only is Starry going to be in studio, everybody has seen Starry's website, NaughtyStarry.com.
I see a lot more Starry. There's a couple of pictures to prove that.
Yeah. NaughtyStarry.com.
My yearbook, or what is it called? What do you guys call it? My yearbook pictures or the...
What? Oh, your prom picture. Your prom picture with a naked girl. Starry has her own website. She has her own cam site. She will be doing one of her live cam shows. Here in the studio for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody loves porn, and we're going to deliver again.
Now, here's the really horrible thing.
What?
We're not letting her do a thing on the camera until we get 5 phone calls.
Oh,
that's right.
We're not going to get those.
Oh, I don't care. We'll turn the camera and they can look at the clock while we while we watch Starry do amazing things with her vagina. And
you hear that, Radio UK? So save up your nickels, man, yeah, yeah. for your low distance phone call. All you gotta do is call him and say, "Oh, see there, Dick. I'm gonna see Star Dick."
That's it. I'll be like, I'm gonna be like, you know, call her, and you'll be like, "Chick, make it now, click."
Get those Skype minutes ready.
Well, that's one. 5 callers. I mean, that's pretty...
I want 5.
All right, but let's do this now. Let's do this right now. First off, everybody, we need the 5 callers next week. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
If you'd like to practice, call now to be better prepared next week.
Yeah, make sure the 6 is on your phone work. Right?
and go to Starry site if you need a refresher, what you're going to be missing if you don't
Yeah.
You know what? Let me dump that into the chat room.
Yeah,
real quick.
Do that real quick. So good stuff next week.
Oh, wait, there's more stuff too.
Oh, shit. What else do we have?
Next week also... Joining us in studio will be Comp 92.3, The Big Mexican.
Okay, now we do need to give a little bit of background on this because Comp 92.3, terrestrial radio, FM, music station here in town, we met him when we were doing the Mark Millar, Tony Harris interview.
Yes.
And we're all laughing our asses off. And he said he'd love to be on our show because we're like, "You want to come on the show?" He's like, "Yeah." Pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah. So
booking is easy, I guess.
Not only that, he wanted to give us tickets tonight for the Comp 92.3 kegger, but our show, 7 to 9, the kegger is 4 to 10.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to play.
Yeah, so he's down at the Hard Rock right now.
Four to 10.
But yeah. He is coming in next week. So we will have an actual terrestrial radio guy in studio here with us.
International kegger.
That's an interesting thing because that'll be the second...
Real radio
coming into an inner radio. Now, I'm not dissing terrestrial radio. We all have our pluses and minuses, you know, same as we do with internet radio. But it's very nice to see that happening because that's how it's supposed to work, people.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's my soapbox. I'm going to slightly kind of teeter on.
So we will have him. We will have him on. He'll be joining us all night. But that is not all.
Wait. So we invite the Big Mexican in when we hit the little white girl.
Exactly.
Yes.
But wait a minute, just to make us all feel even more inferior.
Oh, Jesus.
The sources have told me, joining us next week on the phone, Ron Jeremy.
Holy shit.
The hedgehog himself, the immortal man of pornography, Ron Jeremy will be joining us on the phone next week.
100%.
From what I've been told, but you know how that shit goes.
Yeah,
So by Thursday, it'll be like... 19.5%.
Dude, don't touch the camera. I know what I'm doing over here, okay?
I got confidence. I think it's going to happen next week.
I hope it does. I really do, because the reason all this has been put together in such a way is because next week is my birthday.
Aww.
Next Saturday night's my birthday, and I know that...
Yeah, you get butthurt if no one remembers.
No, and I don't get butthurt if no one remembers. I've taken to the point where I just know no one's going to remember, so I have to do little things myself. So,
Well, just say I got to go shopping for an easy bake for somebody for their birthday, so I'll see what
I can
get
you. Would you like a subscription to Highlights for Kids?
Look, bitches. Everybody here who was invited to my birthday that came last week,
do you have any more
hand.
Death Octopus?
No, I'm all out of Death Octopus. Okay. Sorry, dude. Yeah, you motherfuckers were invited last year, and you didn't show up.
To what?
What was I doing?
Huh?
I was doing invited. Something important.
Yeah, you were invited.
Well, it was like Saturday morning.
Freaking Frogs. It was Saturday night.
Didn't
show
minute.
Up.
Hold on. I know if it was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday night. You weren't there.
What was I doing?
You and your wife went out and did something, and you decided rather than staying out, since you were less than a mile from the bar, you'd rather go home.
Hold on a second.
Sounds like an asshole move I'd pull.
Yep.
No, it's got to be something. So it's got to be something big.
Dude, you...
Was I out of town?
I don't know, but you weren't there. So I'm going to stay home Saturday and get just mind-numbingly drunk. But so that Friday night, the little birthday present to me is I've booked porn people and hot girl and cool DJ and maybe a couple of other things if I can make it work.
Dick.
Certainly not yours. So that'll
That's
be
fine.
That will be next week. Hey, holy shit.
Yeah, chat room's
filling up. Just fucking Shazad. Showed up.
Shazad!
So next week, Naughty Starry will be doing naughty, naughty things here live in studio. The big Mexican from Cop 92.3 will be here joining us, and Ron Jeremy on the phone.
That's the plan.
That's the plan right
now. That's a really good plan. So that's next week on Spankwagon Radio.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Now, also, again, Starry is not doing a thing on camera until five of you individuals
five.
Call. Five. I need five calls next week.
And that means that you have to pick up the phone next week. We're giving you a week's warning. Notice. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Yes.
We want to make sure that you call in because, you know, got to make you work for something.
Exactly.
The big Mexican gets it for free. Remember that.
Yeah.
Big Mexican doesn't have to call.
He gets to show up and go, can I see the naked girl? And sure enough, dude, she'll be right there.
I just have a feeling that there's going to be more people than that in the studio. I just have a feeling it's going to be a bombardment.
A bombardment
know?
Of people a coming in.
Bombardment of people. Not saying I'm going to ask anybody to come or anything.
Oh, boy.
But I may be a
Holy
bombardment
crap.
Of people.
Do not bring Mustache.
Yeah, Mustache is
Because if Mustache shows up, he sits in the parking
in the
lot.
Green room. No, green room.
Parking
green room.
Lot.
Green room.
Parking lot.
So we can make fun of him.
Parking lot.
So he can listen to you motorboat.
Dude.
The chicks.
Parking lot. We'll leave the door open and turn up the monitor all the way out there.
Wow.
I know. I'm a dick.
All right. So let's see. What else we got going on right now?
Is the Sinister supposed to be here right now?
Sinister's
going to be here
coming in. He says he's coming in around 8 or so.
We got a little bit to talk about, actually. God, what else did... anything happen? A little bit of Vegas news. Lefty Rosenthal passed away in Boca Raton. And anybody who knows the movie Casino, that's Robert De Niro's character. That is a true story.
Mostly true.
I mean, come on. They didn't even embellish the fact that he got away from his own... Someone bombed his car, and he was able to walk away.
And the only reason is because they put it under the wrong side of the vehicle.
And the steel plate protected him.
Under the car.
Lefty Rosenthal invented sports betting as we know it today. He really did. Yeah. Handicapping, sports betting, the parlay card, all of that are all Lefty's inventions. Amazing individual, even if... He was associated with some not quite so savory individuals.
What's wrong with Oscar Goodman?
So web to his friend Nick.
Tony the Ant, Cornfield in Illinois or Indiana was where he was found. Yeah. His brother. Because you got to understand, Spilotro, you know, put dudes' heads in vices and cranked until the eyeball popped out and shit like that. So that's true mafia muscle man right there. That's true. That's honest to God. Spilotro got in trouble. Spilotro? Not Spilotro.
Yeah, it was Spilotro, I believe.
He got
in
trouble.
I think it's Nick Spilotro, I think is his name.
He got in deep trouble because he was too much of a public figure to be someone who...
yeah, do with the muscle. You can't do both, you know?
No. He was too much of a public figure, which made the rest of the mob uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So Tony was out there to kind of keep a lid on him. Yeah. So, I mean, great movie, great story. You got to read the book as well as just watch the movie Casino. It's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and it's an amazing, just an amazing story. And we lost Lefty Rosenthal that, and it didn't work out too well.
It's funny, you know, you was telling me last night how you were in the parking lot.
Well,
the calendars where you were in the same parking spot where the car blew up.
You know, you think about it. You go, okay, now where we're at, you just go down Sahara here, and there's a Marie calendar, 600 East Sahara, okay? Old, it's been there forever. It's right, you know, next to a couple of places I like to go to eat. And I'm sitting there realizing, like, oh, shit, this is Vegas history spot right here because that's where the car was, you know, was bombed. Holy fuck, you know? Didn't even realize that until after I kind of sat and thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute.
So you sure that he wasn't buried in a cornfield in Iowa?
No, was not, actually. It was either Illinois or Indiana is what I remember.
Yeah.
Did build your house on it?
No. Craig T. Nelson.
Dude, can you imagine if you could combine those, like Poltergeist and Casino?
Poltergeist,
How wrong would that be?
It's like you're going to be hunted by Ray Liotta.
They're here.
What are you talking about? Of course I'm here. I haven't left yet. What's the matter, huh?
They're here with fucking pistols.
Hey, we're here. We're going to bit slap you.
That's right. You want us to fucking leave? You're going to have to give us some money.
Yeah. And none of this. What's that little dame doing? Put those fucking tennis balls away. You look like a fucking douche.
What are you fucking doing?
Come on now.
What are you laughing?
Fuck you.
Am I a clown? Am I here to amuse you?
Add the fucking clown.
Get your fucking shine box, all right?
And the fucking
I know. I'm crossing
wrong,
movies.
No, I know. But there is a fucking clown in Poltergeist. So.
Oh, God. There is that creepy ass fucking clown.
Ooh, you know what?
I saw that movie, and then, like, for Christmas that year, my parents gave me this clown. But it wasn't just a clown. It was a clown you were supposed to put your pajamas inside of.
Oh, what the hell?
In the back. So, like, it had this big opening in its back, and I would put my hand. I'm like 7 years old, like 8 years old, and I'm trying to wad up my Rambo pajamas. I would take the clown and I would sit on it to make sure all my weight was on it, so there was absolutely no way it could pop up.
The clown's jersey, mommy.
And I would jam my PJs down it as hard as I could, and I just throw it across the room.
And now you're looking at clown porn.
my clown one. My mom had one of those little. What are those sucky things? You spin the
Jack in the Box.
Well, you turn it up. You know, you do the and then they'll play music.
A little carousel thing.
Carousel, yeah, right.
Like a music box.
Well, this motherfucker was a clown, and this shit would just move on its own. You know what I mean? No one would twist it. It'll be like 12 hours would go by, and it go, ding. In the middle of the night, you hear the shit go, ding. Just for no reason at all.
Your time is up.
No.
Seriously, that's what I felt like, but shit.
Oh, that's some spooky shit. Why is the camera stuck on me, Murph?
Why not?
I'm ugly. I'm heinous. Thank you. Go to the happier black man.
You can't see him unless he's smiling.
Look at that shine.
That's a nice shine. I decided to wear a sweater in the studio. That was a bad fucking idea.
I don't know.
It's just fucking hot as hell. It's nice outside, though, I must say, for the first time in a long time. All right, Toe, we hear you in the IRC. God damn it.
What's he yapping about?
What? What's it? Toe's in the chat room. Oh, come on, dude. Just be happy we have a chat. Be even happier
that it's got live video.
I mean, the live chat with video, that's fucking spectacular. And it's new video. It's the up-to-date video. So, you know. He was also bitching about the site being a little too blue on the forum. I like the look. It's a different look. It's a different style. We're sticking with it for a little while.
Hey, Toe, are you funding this site? Are you funding the show?
Well, you know what? I can't knock Toe because Toe does, you know, when he
actually replies to shit.
Yeah, so can't knock Toe. He uses the site. So yeah, we love Toe.
We can't talk about people who use the site.
We love you, Toe.
We love you, Toe. Toe, you can talk to us about anything, anytime. You know, you have any personal problems, if you're fighting off being gay or anything. You can talk to me about anything. I'm here for you, baby.
Maybe just as a foot fetish. Just
stay in the chat room, download the podcast, and please call next week so you can see Snarky Naked.
All right. Moving right along. Holy shit.
Love it. Totally love it.
Well, okay, then we'll go on to sports. Because last week you wanted to talk about the Dodgers. I know, man. It hurts.
All right, so yeah, the Dodgers got annihilated. Yes, they got eliminated from the NLCS. So
they got cubbed.
That's it. They said exactly. They got cubbed. They got brewered.
So do you think Manning's coming back next year?
Do I think Manning's coming back next year? Honestly, dude.
He better.
He did have the second knee surgery, and it's like they were trying to hide it. But yeah. No, he'll be back next year.
Because everybody's like, oh, Manning's all by himself. You know, he lied. Nah, he does this. He don't care.
He'll be fine.
He had a good series.
He's Manning.
Good.
Come on. Who are we getting here?
Yeah. So what do you think about the trying to hit players in the head? Do you think it should be a rule against it, or you think it's just good baseball?
Sports.
Okay, the sports music. Look, in baseball, people get hit. And sometimes you've got to throw to the inside of the plate. But you don't throw at someone's head. And watching Victorino jump up there, for those of you who didn't watch, in game 1 and 2, the Phillies played a little dirty. Russell Martin got hit a couple times with some pitches. Wasn't all that fantastic.
And I love what ESPN said, because the fines were like $3,000 or $4,000. They said, man, they must be fined. This is ESPN from 1980 with the amount of the fines.
You got guys making $18, $19 million, $3,000. Dude, he shits that. Are you kidding me?
I throw a couple more pitches at some fucking stands with $3,000.
He walks to the commissioner's office. He's like, make it rain.
Dude, if it were me, if I was Manny Ramirez, I would show up in the commissioner's office with $3,000 in pennies.
Dude. Taped to his underwear.
Come on, take it.
Manny walks in like this.
Take it, bitch. Take it. Wow. And that's a part of Trench I think I could have gone without seeing.
$3,000.
The extra skin.
I never heard fines so low for some shit. $3,000.
Dude, I think Corona got fined like $1,500, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. He's probably like, but if I got that in my wallet, hold on a second.
Wait, that's
there
it?
There you go.
Shit, you need cash? You want a check? Fuck, man. Hold on. I think I got that in my sock. No. Throwing at the head, I think, is kind of taboo, although it was funny watching... What was that, a couple years back in the Subway series, watching Piazza get one right in the forehead?
Bang! Fuck, I'm gay!
Rang that fucking bell.
I can safely admit it now. My name is Mike Piazza.
And I like the cock.
So
isolate that audio.
So moving up to college football. And the win over, because I know you're Dodgers. What is it with this fucking BCS system and Alabama not getting number one? They didn't even fucking play and shit. And they got knocked down. And they didn't even play.
And then Texas, what is it? Texas comes from out of nowhere?
Yeah, they got number one.
What the fuck is that?
Alabama didn't even play that week.
You know what that reminds me of? That whole system, I swear to God, it's like the WWE number one contender. All of a sudden, some random guy who fucking was working house shows 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden is wrestling fucking Triple H on SmackDown for the belt. How the fuck did this happen? What?
Okay, you know what? Pure and simple, the BCS, and I'm going to say this right now, it is based upon your strength of schedule. It's based upon your win, your loss, your points, your scored. And that's pretty much what it sounds like when it's putting out the data or putting out something else. Look, it sucks. The BCS sucks. Everyone knows it sucks. But here's the problem. It's going to be it would be a cold day in hell before they actually go to a playoff system in 1A.
Well, too much money.
They don't want to add two more games.
They don't want to do that.
They don't add too much game, and they make too much money off those bowls.
Oh, too much money off them bowls. You know, the BCS is broken. Every year, there's all kinds of great ideas that are only sort of implementable. But maybe one of these years, something really wild is going to happen. Or someone else, another major network, is going to sponsor and go, you know, we want to change it. Here's our millions of dollars of sponsorship money. Because we really know that the BCS is only existing because ABC needs a way to keep their hook.
Yeah.
I mean, that's honestly what it is.
And the shit works. I mean, there's like everything. There's the fucking spaghetti bowl, the ramen noodle bowl and shit. You know what I mean? We should actually make a count of how many actual bowls is played. Because don't every conference like have their own bowl, and then there's national bowls to go
with
it?
There's conference, there's national, there's like these sub bowls. Like the Las Vegas Bowl.
Yeah.
Fucking Las Vegas Bowl's been around for over a decade.
I know.
What?
It has been around for a long time.
You know,
and UNLV's not been in it once, have
they? No, and it was meant for UNLV. I mean, it really was. No, they haven't. There's my favorite's like the Tostitos Tostada Bowl. And I'm sitting there going, wait, why don't they just call it the Salsa Bowl? And then the next year, there's a Salsa Bowl.
Salsa Bowl.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Toast said that the plus one ideal with keeping the other bowls seems the most feasible to him.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's never going to happen, unfortunately. It's just never going to happen as long as there's sponsorship money.
Yeah,
and then sponsorship money means more than the sport.
That's too much money to just all of a sudden say, you know, you're going to go and say, hey there, buddy. We're going to take away your bowl game.
Yeah.
He's like, that's all the money we make.
Look what sponsorship money does. Sponsorship money, what it does is it says, let's put Spider-Man logo and insignia on the bases at Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. That's sponsorship money attempting to do their work. All right. That kind of shit, it needs to stop. It is taking a lot away from the actual sport, in my opinion. But you're never really truly going to get away from it. I mean, it's impossible with the bowls because, you know, the NCAA has regulated like the uniforms pretty much. They regulated the helmets and the logos and the designs. So what do they really have left to make money on? First off, it's stadium naming rights, because you don't go to the Joe Smith or the Meadowlands. No, you go to the
the three-com park.
Yeah, Honda Civic Center and you know all that shit. You don't go to a stadium anymore or something that has a little bit of community involvement.
Yeah, no.
You go to megalomaniacal corporate stadium.
It is ridiculous.
And the
last on sports is, what you guys think about the NFL and all these fucking injuries? Is it that the players are becoming pussies, or are they really just legitimately hurt, or is it just such a scare now to, you know, make sure that people don't play with anything? You know, compared to the old days, people used to play all the fucking time, you know, when they were hurt. You know, because you had to make a check. It wasn't like now where, you know, you could sit injured for 6 weeks and still get your full pay.
Right.
Back then,
well,
it was
that's the difference.
You know, you play to get paid and shit back in the day.
But let's be fair. Romo is playing with a broken pinky.
So he is deciding to play.
Well, he did practice. I guess, you know, it's really, truly up to the coach and the trainers whether or not he can actually survive playing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to play, not just for 6 weeks. But I'm still going to make my money, though. So do you think it's more of a protection thing, or do you think that
Yes. Well, first off, they don't have to play. They don't get paid just to play. They get paid a contract no matter what happens, unless, of course, they break the rules of the contract. The contracts are written in such a way that they still get paid to sit on the bench and nurse their hangnail.
Yeah, what do you think, Murph? I know you're busy doing something.
Do you think
people cry big tears about everything and don't want, you know, oh my, I got a headache, my pinky hurts.
Well, I think some of it's real, but other injuries, you know, when you get injured, here's my opinion on sports. I think that all players should have the same base rate pay. All of them. Every single one of them, and the entire rest of the contract should be completely incentive-based. You don't play, you make minimum wage. Yeah. Yeah. You rush for 100 yards in a game, there's a bonus. You throw for 3 touchdowns in a game, here's a bonus. You hit a couple of home runs, here's a bonus.
That's not bad.
You make an error, we're going to deduct from you.
Or just
you fumble,
not give a bonus. I mean,
you fumble? No, we're going to deduct. It should be a completely incentive-based system based on it's like a draw against commission is the exact way to put it. You play better, you make more money. You fuck up and cost us the win or points, we're going to take it out of your ass. I think that's the best way to do it.
So the Dallas kicker will have a... or the Dallas defense will just have a... Or the special teams would all be deducted a couple thousand on that one.
Yeah, they'd be saving
They'd all be
cash.
Sitting there, who do I make the check out to?
Now, the thing is, though, I mean, what would that do for the players? Because then, I mean, it used to be the players signed on for a team and they were the face of that team, and that happens very rarely anymore. Would that encourage or discourage that sort of behavior from returning?
From people, I think actually probably,
because if you're
encouraged.
Not making money in your job, you quit your job and go find a new job.
Yeah,
exactly.
I guess it depends on, well, it'd be kind of like, well, the case of Michael Turner, you know, he was sent a, you know, backup in San Diego, so he probably would be making, you know, less money than, you know, when he, you know, got traded to Atlanta. So I guess that's the scene in that way. Yeah, it may cause where it won't have no franchise, you know, franchise players, because, you know, they'd be like, well, I can get paid better here because I start. You know.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to say, because people like LaDainian or Peyton Manning or Brady, they will make their money because they come out and they're performing every week.
But then you'll have guys like Vince Young.
And I think it forced them to perform better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you'll have guys like Kerry Collins that'll come out from out of nowhere, and a guy who looked to be making $4.50 an hour all of a sudden is driving a Lexus. Because that is a man who's putting it down. And with the news that came out, I'm sorry to go back to the news. The news that came out this week for Kansas City, I was kind of worried there, but no, not anymore. With the injuries that Kansas City's looking at this weekend, Titans are going to run all over them. Anyway. let's see here. So, yeah, I think we are looking at, I don't know what that is.
It's a picture of him drawing a break in the arm.
Oh, is that a break in the arm? That's where we usually do this.
That's a good.
Is that look,
a,
that looks like
a good,
I don't know what the fuck
that
what is.
No,
that?
Are those titties connected to like a?
I don't know.
Go,
don't
hold
know
on, give me this for a second. Hold on a second. I want to show the people at home this. Hold on a second. Let me get the camera up here.
Yeah,
I'd like
get
to show
on the
you.
Camera. If you're
this
not...
show has become Pictionary. This is. I don't really understand how. But this is supposed to be the symbol for break.
No, that's
where it looks like a gargoyle arm on like. Either someone with some floppy titties or Regis Philbin without a shirt.
Well, square floppy titties at that, man. Those are some...
Holy shit.
It's just the word break that no one can fucking read.
Well, that's why we do this.
I know.
Say a little hand signal, and we'll be back.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S, hosting.com.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've done one of these. I wonder if it must be the crackers in the studio making sure that I don't get my bid in every week. Sign me a new contract, motherfucker. Yeah, everybody. Stock perspective time. Yeah. Well, actually, I was gonna do a Dr. Spector last week about OJ, but I figured that was a waste of time. So I'm going to talk about something that matters. I want to talk about black conservatives. Why is all the crackers looking at me crazy in the studio? Sellout nigga motherfuckers. Let me tell you about somebody. James T. Harris. All right, this motherfucker has his own radio show, right? Black conservative. Now, he goes in to a McCain rally. Not a rally, man. It was a, you know, a McCain campaign, whatever, rally. All right, it was a rally. And in the middle of the crowd, in the middle of all these fucking white people, pointed to McCain and said, "Go after Obama." Yes, sound like the fucking slave master himself and shit. You know what I'm saying? Go after Obama. Go after him. And all the people in the crowd just start fucking cheering, right? So this dude goes on CNN, and another black conservative comes on and tells him that he sold out. But get this shit. Not sold out because he's a black man going for McCain, but sold out because he's not looking at conservative issues. Can you believe this shit? He said, "No, well, he's not a sellout because of the black. He sell out the conservative party." I said, "You are you shitting me? Are you really shitting me?" A black dude called another black dude out over conservative party. Don't they know that the GOP put out a picture of Obama with water? What's that? What's that motherfucking picture at? Show this shit to the camera, hunky. They got a picture of this motherfucker with Kool-Aid. Look at this shit. They got Kool-Aid next to this motherfucker. And on a $10, it's supposed to be a welfare $10 bill. They said that's the bill that he's going to get put on. Don't you know that's what the GOP put out? But that's just the start. And then in the middle of the interview, James Harris left. He said, "I'm not going to sit here and take this." And stormed off the set and left. Now, my thing is, don't come to Spank Wagon, nigga. Don't come to Spank Wagon, because we're going to be crying in the studio, because you can't take someone calling you out a sellout, which you are, motherfucker, you are. But I want to get on something else. I want to get on black haters, too, like Jesse Jackson. Black people who saying that Obama's not talking about enough black issues. Don't you know that as soon as you say black issues, no one's going to vote for you? Don't. I mean, Jesse, just don't. I don't get it. I'm still hearing this shit after all this time. Oh, yeah, well, he doesn't talk about black issues. Yeah, he don't talk about black issues. He's talking about American issues because he's running for the president of the United States. Don't you understand that? And I mean, what you have to do, first of all, because I don't want to talk to no white people in West Virginia. So this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. I'm going to tone it down. This is what you got to do. You gotta invite the white guy in your house. You know what I'm saying? You got to hide the 40 bottles. Then put the 40 bottles back in the refrigerator, right? And then the rap music, turn the shit down real low, you know. Maybe even switch it to Hank Williams. You know, when you turn it down just a bit, and then you sit them down. Offered them a Keystone Light. He said, here, Whitey, here's a nice beer for you. And so when they get down and comfortable, say, hey, let's talk about the economy. And then you may pull some voters in. That's the thing you got to do. And I'm telling you, I'm sick of hearing it. So we got 18 more days. I hope Obama gets elected. And because if we get McCain in office, world's going to come to motherfucking fuck Whitey, fuck Crackers. A new Cracker just came to the studio. Now it's his time. I'm out this motherfucker. Sell out James T. Harris, motherfucker. Fuck you.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Holy shit.
I can't. I still was just amazed. I was watching the interview on YouTube, right? And the guy was like, well, you know, I'm not calling you a sellout because you're black and you're going for McCain. I mean, that's your choice. But you're selling out the conservative party. I said, what? I started laughing. I was like, how? My point is, how is he selling out the conservative party when he's going to the middle of the crowd saying, go get Barack? I mean, you got to have some balls to say some shit like that.
And, go
and
get him.
And wonder why he's getting backlash.
Go get him. Bring him back. Okay. I gotta need some help picking his cotton. Get his ass in here.
Why is people giving me backlash? Why is black people backlashing me? I mean, if you're going to say some shit like that, you better be able to take it.
That's true.
You better be able to take it. Boy. Not saying his opinion is his opinion, but you better be able to fucking take
his
some backlash.
Fucked up.
You
right,
know
look.
What I'm saying? Take some backlash. Don't fucking weasel out like last week where someone just like they wanted to leave because you got in somebody's case. But I'm not gonna name names. You got to listen. You got to download last week's podcast and listen to it.
Rocky. Anyway, joining us in studio.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Try five.
Hello.
No. There you go. Help I turn on the mic.
Yeah. All right. I'll fix this.
So, please excuse our technical difficulties.
I walked in on a really fucking note, man.
See,
decaf was going off. I was like, you guys finally pissed this dude off enough that he's just, do I need to, does he have a gun somewhere in there? I was about ready to walk back out. Scared me. I thought he was having a Rodney King moment over there.
I was trying to call
Rodney
you.
Rodney King backlash.
Good. I was trying to call you, warn you to bring some fried low? Chicken and watermelon to calm him down when you come in. But shit, man.
You got to appease the Negro gods.
All right, guys, joining us in studio again. The creepiest dude ever.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. It's the sinister minister.
Tis I.
It's good to see you.
How you guys doing, man?
It's good to see you in a more lighted area than the last time I talked to you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Those were always fun conversations.
It was a haunted house. That's what it was.
Yeah, it sure was. I always thought I was scarier in the light, but okay. The rant you were just going off on, I don't think you're scared of much of anything at the moment.
Finding a real job.
That too, yeah.
DNA anybody. Test.
Scary.
No, I don't want one of those.
Welfare check running out.
You are not the father. Oh,
I told that bitch. I told her.
Holy crap. So Sinister Minister is joining us. Now, Sinister, you and I have spoken a couple of times. Since the last time you've been in, your shit has just exploded.
It has, I've been busy. It's
that's modesty right there. You know, no fuck the modesty.
I've been busy. No, I I don't want to burn bridges or anything, but I got tired of waiting for
that's what you do, Spank Wagon.
To
burn some bridges.
I got tired of waiting for this town to jump on the wagon, so to speak. No puns intended. So I looked around and I decided, you know, that I had been trying to go for some conventional TV stations, but you know, if it ain't corporate and in a big corporate thing, you know, they don't really want nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Or, unless you got a connection to your father or something, where your grandfather works at the station.
I got this one dude.
Family owns the station. Then you're all right, you know. But if you're not in that elite few, then you know they're not going to really.
You get screwed.
And when you're doing any kind of a local production like I do, they don't look at you.
Yeah, and
but I did go and hit a lot of cable access markets. I figured, you know, and I didn't think about that because we don't have any of that here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. So again, I thought more that shitty video market here.
Yeah.
Now for the people,
but Vegas TV. Shittyvideo.com. I don't even want
to
say it.
For the people that are new to the show and don't know who Sinister is, Sinister Minister here. He has his own. Basically, it's his own television program, and you can find it online at
www.themmt.com for the Midnight Massacre Theater, acronym TheMMT.
He hosts horror movies and some phenomenal movies at that.
Yeah.
It's a great production.
Some of them are phenomenally bad.
Yes.
But that's the point.
We do our, that is the kind of the point of a horror host show. And we kind of do our best to spice them up a little. If you've never seen the show,
The Alter Girls.
The Alter Girls, yeah.
Just go to the site for that.
Everybody likes the girls.
Especially, I know your girl is today. What happened?
Not yet.
They said, we're not going to talk.
Not today.
At all. They don't talk anyway.
Normally, they just sit here. But then again, they're used to just sitting and looking good. That's what they do. But I couldn't make it today. It's just me. Sorry.
So you've got this show. You've gone outside of Vegas markets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big time.
And you've been told absolutely not everywhere you go, right?
Say what? I'm sorry.
You've been told absolutely not everywhere you go, right?
Absolutely not. Like to air the show?
Yeah,
they're afraid of you like they are here.
Every station, just like Nevada.
Here in Vegas? No, not at all. They're actually being really receptive in a bunch of other places.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't it though? I need to start to wonder what the hell's wrong with where we live.
Supposedly the most liberal city in the world.
Yeah, the city of entertainment, the city of sin. My ass. These people.
So do you have the list of all the stations?
I do. I have a list here of everywhere that's
He's going to sell one of those rebroadcasters on NPR here soon.
I had a really good line for that whole City of Sin thing because I was mad one day and I thought it up and I got to use that and I just left my head. If I remember it, I'll say it, you guys. It was funny. One of those, this town's so...
We'll do some editing in post so it comes out really well.
We don't have a post.
Oh, shit.
Whatever. If I remember, I'll say it. But I thought it up out of the top of my head. Oh, that's great. Just a nice slam. But I forgot it, so fuck it.
So where can people see you at?
Here's a list of if you live in any of these areas, you can get the show. California. I'm in a lot of areas in California. Have you ever heard of a place called Weed, California?
I have.
Weed. It's got me way up north. Weed is on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 15. Pasadena, I'm on Fridays at two times for us, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Fridays, and Saturdays 2:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. on Channel 56.
Damn.
Now, also I'm up in Northern California in Gilroy, Hollister, and San Juan Bautista, Friday nights 11 p.m. Channel 20. All right, so if you're in those areas, you can get it there.
These are all cable access.
Cable access.
So these are people that, and I think you mentioned it last time we chatted, was they normally like to focus on local market.
Local, yes. And it makes sense. It's about the local area.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times these cable access markets will want you to have a local liaison or a local sponsor, at least just someone from the area to take responsibility for your content and sign their paperwork and blah, 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 blah. but a lot of the times they'll say, you have to be from the area or have a loan. Fine, I understand that. But then sometimes they'll say, well, send it to us, and if we like it enough, somebody from the station might sponsor it or whatever. And then that's what ended up happening a lot of these places. I sent them a copy, and someone liked it enough where they just sponsored it for me.
That's cool.
Yeah. So where I left off, Gilroy Hollister, San Bautista. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is a big one. I got a big-time Warner station in Orange County area.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, this is all the cities it covers. Ready? Buena Park, Fullerton, Placentia, and Santa Ana, Channel 95. Anaheim and Villa Park is Channel 97.
Nice!
Brea, La Habra, and Yorba Linda is Channel 98, and all that airs Wednesday nights at 12:30 a.m.
That is awesome.
And that's a big area. I was happy about that. Minnesota's got me on in two stations. Anoka, it's kind of, I don't have a it's varying overnight slots.
Anoka? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Anoka, Minnesota, and that's Channel...
Did you actually go to...
I just called them all. Yeah. No, I did, I got that kind of time.
How spooky can you be in a parka with a fur hood? You know?
Anoka, yeah, really.
He's like, this is, oh, shit.
And they're telling me Anoka, actually the guy that I talked to in Anoka is telling me that Anoka is like the... Halloween capital of the country. I don't never heard of
the
a
Halloween
Nova.
Capital.
Yeah,
to be
honest, but fine.
Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people running around in bed sheets.
You'd be like,
this is what, did anybody in bed sheets?
You know, you're gonna hand out the mask either. Fucking freeze up in that motherfucker right now, boy.
So anyway, Anoka's got me on varying oversized slots, Channel 15 and Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota.
They make sandals.
Minnetonka. Yep. The sandal factory's there.
You're going to get them canceled. Hey, someone actually there. Someone actually there is going to actually listen to Spankwagon, right?
No, I don't care.
And then
glad,
they're
going to
kick
know?
You off. They're going to get a call and be like,
in
we
no
heard
way.
You a Spankwagon talking
no,
shit about
in no way am I downing Lake Minnetonka. I hear it's a beautiful place. I really do.
No, weather is here. Wish you were beautiful.
They
Lake
got
Minnetonka.
Me on Friday nights at 11 p.m. on Channel 12 over there. All right, so that's in Lake Minnetonka. Indiana, and amazingly, these places in the freaking Bible Belt, man.
Conservative. Are, I mean,
yeah, in the Bible. And here in Vegas, I can't get on the air. Well, actually, I there's something.
We can see some real spooks.
No,
I mean.
At the end. Well, you guys are just. You're going to get me in trouble if you keep this up.
We are on fire. En fuego.
Actually, there is some hope here for Vegas. I did. I'll get to that at the end.
Uh-oh.
Right. Yeah, there is some hope going on right now. And it looks really good. Anyway. Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Saturday night at 1 a.m. And I don't, there's something called Comcast out there. And it's channel 57 or Verizon channel 27. That's in Indiana.
Yeah, right, Verizon, Fios, and Comcast Cable. Yeah. So another big, you know.
Right. Those, wow. So they got Comcast and Verizon. And again, Comcast is 57, mm-hmm. Verizon's 27. That's Saturday night at 1 a.m. Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, Wednesday nights, 11:30 p.m. on channel 13. Whatever that is. And Kansas. Now, this is interesting. They're really, really liking it in Salina, Kansas, right in the middle of where you'd think they would have no interest whatsoever.
I've been there. And
have you been to Salina?
Yes. Yeah. And
Well, I've never been there. But the people at the station were very nice and immediately receptive to the show. I mean, one of the more really almost excited about getting it. You know, so I'm really happy.
Because it beats the farm report.
I was going to say, how many hours of the farm report can you have on?
They want me to do a radio interview out there here on some I forgot the guy's name, Jiggy something.
Some morning zoo type show.
A guy
show.
Wants me to do a radio. So I'm supposed to do that on the
show. Hey, coming on the show tonight. You're going to have a sinister minister.
Evidently, they're liking it out there, and that makes me happy.
Very cool.
So Salina, Kansas is Saturday night, 12 midnight, channel 21. Wisconsin Rapids.
We're not going to start in Wisconsin.
Friday night.
We dedicate a whole show to Wisconsin.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Friday night, 12 midnight, and this is, they got three stations, Solaris, channel 3, Digital, channel 975, and Analog, channel 96, and that's, again, all Friday night at midnight in Wisconsin Rapids. Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah. Atlanta.
Atlanta,
wow.
Georgia.
Wow.
On People TV is what it's called, channel 24, Saturday night at 1 a.m.
Hey, wait, you may have Toa's someone able to watch it at one point earlier. He's been to Salinas plenty of times. He lives in Wichita.
Yeah.
So,
Wichita. Cool. Know, tell him to watch it. If you can get the Salina. They told me it's pronounced Salina. I thought it was Selena, but they said Salina, so I'll say Salina.
Well, they don't want a maid slash manager shooting him.
Exactly. So anyway, yeah, tell him if he watch it, if he can get to the Salina station, watch it. Channel, what I say? Channel 21.
Mm-hmm. Get the bunny ears out. You can tell him. He's listening.
Oh,
okay.
Well, there you go. I don't know who he is, but whoever's said that,
that'd be Mr. Toe.
Mr. Toe. Okay, Mr. Toe. Watch the show on the Salina station, channel 21, at midnight on Saturday nights. And then there's one, there's two more, actually. Vermont, Burlington, Vermont.
I hear they have a great co-factory.
Burlington, yeah. Thursday night. Actually, it's more Friday morning. 3:30 a.m. That's a late one on channel 15 in Burlington. And they also air it Sunday morning at 2 a.m. and Monday morning at 2 a.m.
You know, I gotta wonder where are they putting you in amongst? Because you know, anyone who has seen like Community Access,
right,
cable
after
access,
the 700 Club.
Yes, that's what I want to know. Where is the religion? And then all
I hope it's right next to it. I really do. I hope it's right after it, just to throw them. Like,
yeah,
that
would be awesome.
Fuck, are you kidding?
Myrtle, look at the TV!
Holy shit, Pastor Jim was
right. If only I could see. That would be worth it just to be able to see.
I don't know if you can saw that look up. Oh, that'd be satisfying.
Be amazing. Just yeah, it would.
You know, they got to do some. They got to bring you out of some of these places to do some commercials. I can see you just walking through a cornfield, you and the girls, black parasols,
everybody running, screaming.
All right, guys.
Burn the witch.
All right, you guys. Lake Minnetonka population. Give me a number.
4,000.
I don't know. 200.
8,000.
You're close. 9,435 people.
Well, see, it's a lot more than I thought.
You're going to scare the bejesus out of about 10,000 people. Congratulations.
Awesome. I can't wait. And where did you say that was again?
Lake Minnetonka.
Lake Minnetonka.
All right.
Well, I've met their...
They were actually very cool. The station was actually real nice at that station. Again, another one that was very like open and receptive.
I've met their minority population. His name is Tim.
The one guy?
Yeah.
He's still hiding somewhere over there, isn't he?
It was Tyrone that he shorted it to Tim just to be just safe. This is Tim.
What, he didn't have enough money to get off the Underground Railroad? What?
Shit.
Now still hiding in a boxcar.
Now, you said there's some hope for Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, also, there's one more. There's one more. Helena, Montana.
Helena.
But I don't, or Helena, whatever. I don't have a time for them
yet.
Hey,
wait a minute. Isn't that where Zuzu's from?
Yeah, Zuzu's from there. Now, in case anyone who missed it couldn't write it down in time, are these listed up on the website for people to see?
They're listed on my, they'll be on my website soon. We're getting this whole page together and adding a whole TV schedule page on my website. And it is on my MySpace page. You can go to the MySpace, which there's a link from my website to the MySpace page. And I got a whole blog, and this whole list is in the...
Isn't it nice to say your TV schedule page?
It's a nice thing to say, you know? I mean, it just hit me one day that, why am I not taking advantage of these cable access markets? And there you go.
How long have you been trying to get on the air at all?
2 years.
2 years?
I'd say seriously for 2 years.
And you've been doing the production of the show for how long?
Technically, the show debuted Halloween of 2003, but I really don't count the first year because I only did a couple shows, and it was airing on UPN Las Vegas, and I had to do paid programming route. So it wasn't a full-time thing. The first year I can't really count because I was kind of learning how to do it and learning the ropes. So I'd say I've been doing the show for 4 years now, four and a half years. And then, the first 2 years, though, I aired on Vegas 35. Remember, we used to have that little bunny ear station, Vegas 35. So I, off the bat, you know, after the first year, I got picked up there and aired for 2 years over the weekend over there. But the thing is, it wasn't, like, easily accessible.
No, I remember working with 35 with wrestling, and you'd have to be lucky if someone was there to hit the switch, to play the tape.
Right.
Otherwise, you just got their Maple Leaf
exactly. It was there, sign. That was, you know, that was a... that could have been a good operation, but it just never took off the way it should have.
You know what just dawned on me? We've known you for about two years now.
Has it been that long?
It's been about that
long.
We
met at the Full Moon Road Show.
At the Full Moon Road Show when we got gypped this year because we got like 25 people to show up.
Exactly. Yeah, I was upset too. I was, Charles Band, you know.
God bless him.
Yeah.
And his spam.
He's been, I think he's busy with his, I don't want to say.
I'll say what he's busy with. He's busy with the hot young chick he's
Robin,
fucking and casting in every film.
Robin, what's her name?
Robin Big Titties.
Robin something.
All right, now, you said there's some hope at the for Vegas.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the tunnel.
There is. I have, the last place I would have ever expected to look, man, there's Channel 2.
The government?
The government station, Channel 2.
What?
KCLV. Believe it or not, is interested in putting me
following
on.
This born SP.
And yeah, and the best part, I wanted to get on a little earlier because the guy, the program director there is a really cool dude, and I didn't even think to go over there. And someone actually mentioned to me, you should go try Channel 2 because they do show movies at night. And then, all right, great. So what can it hurt? So I went over there, and amazingly, the guy was pretty receptive to it, and he said he wanted to spice up, you know, things a little. And hey, Halloween's coming, let's start like a Friday night fright thing, and it's a great idea, yada yada. Really? So I gave him a couple copies of the show. We've been staying in touch, and I wanted to get it going more, you know, this month, so we could gear up for Halloween. But the way it's looking, it probably isn't going to air until Halloween night because it's on a Friday.
Well, still, that's a great time to premiere.
Yeah, it is. I would have rather gotten a couple weeks in advance to kind of gear
warm
up, you know.
Warm people up. Give
them
some
warm them up.
To.
I mean, let me promote it a little bit. But to be honest, I'm happy that someone's really, like, looking at it seriously. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is he wants to make it an ongoing thing.
Nice.
So it isn't just for Halloween. I think we're going to keep it going. And so I'm really happy about that.
How do you – okay, now this is just curiosity, but how do you go about promoting not only like the local market here, but to all these other, you know, cable markets? How do you do that promotion?
As far as like calling them to get on the air?
Well, no. I mean, how are they telling people watch on this time?
Well, I did some bumpers for each one of them. I did a bumper for they'll put it on the air whenever they want. Or they can make up their own little, you know. So a lot of them are making up their own little promos for the show that they just drop in their programming during the day or whatever.
I was going to say, with that list, that's like 19 hours of freaking promos you got to make a week.
Yeah, no, I just did one promo for each station. Mm-hmm. Last show we did, I did that. Oh, here, I got some pictures.
We should get one for the Vegas one and put on Mobulus.
Here, there you go.
You know what? I actually have been putting a couple of... Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I just made
Holy
that
cow.
One.
Is that the ones that were posted on the MySpace today?
Yeah. I don't know if I posted that up there or not.
Yeah.
We've been putting shows, Midnight Massacre Theater, we've been putting shows on the Mobulus channel. It's been hitting. It goes through in rotations and cycles.
On what now?
On our video channel.
Oh, really? Cool.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. So, I asked you about it. I'm like, is it cool? And you said,
Who carved the pumpkin?
Succubus did that.
Really?
Yeah, she's good. She's
girl's
very
got artistic. Talent.
By the way,
she's
I like the contextual ads. Meet emo girls
meet
for free.
Meet emo girls. And beat them up. Yes. I know.
The government access channel?
Yeah, seriously.
He'll come right after the water district and right before.
Yeah, man, they want to, you know, and I was surprised, but I'm very pleasantly surprised, man. So we might have it on channel 2, but ongoing is what makes me happy.
That's cool. That's
really cool. You're going to piss off Oscar Goodman because you're going to be scarier than him. And
well, you know, here's the thing.
You're going to take his thunder.
The one thing they said was, oh, you know,
and your chicks are hotter than his, too.
Well, that's one of the, that was one of the things, actually, that one of the guys over there said. He was like, you know, hey, you know, Oscar Goodman walks around with two showgirls on his arm all the time. So, you know, with me, with the altar girls and the cleavage thing. That was a concern. But then he said, what the hell, man? Goodman walks around with two showgirls all the time. And
the gym.
Yeah,
the alcohol.
Yeah.
On camera. Yeah. No, you're done. Yeah.
Dude, I think that guy's great. I think he just embodies this city, so beautifully.
He is Vegas.
He is, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. How much longer does he have as
this
mayor?
This is it.
That sucks, because I like that guy, man. I really do.
Dude, he is just sufficiently awesome for us.
You got the side up.
Yeah,
you know
I got
what?
The
those,
side up.
Those pictures, we got a bunch of new pictures that we haven't updated. There's a lot of new ones.
Now, I saw you have a new girl. Is this what I'm seeing?
Or is that the one that was the
you looked
the
at an
makeup.
Old? That's an old picture.
Oh, okay.
That is that's off Succubus, and the Demonica was the one on the left.
Oh, okay.
She was
that's
the
right,
first.
That's right.
Those were my first altar girls.
Yeah.
Obviously, Succubus is still there, but we replaced Demonica.
Well, Demonica was the one that had kind of the clown.
She had a phobia.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
so you're in full makeup, and like
she had a hard time sitting there. Yeah. She wasn't. She sort of inverted inwardly. You know what I mean? Oh, now look, he's pulling up the altar girl, the naked altar
girl. Your voice
makes
me introverted.
Oh, hell, I closed it on accident.
Oh, way to go.
But if you go to themmt.com, you can see the pictures of the altar girls.
Yeah, and some of them very naked. Yeah.
Very naked. As a matter of fact, the link is on Spankwagon. If you go on the right hand side, we have the Spankwagon link with your link on there.
Oh, good, good.
So it's always there as a friend of the wagon.
Beautiful.
So
I love that.
Now, we have some stuff. If you don't mind hanging around with us till the end of the show,
I'm good.
What we want to do is take a quick break, very quick. Just
just a quickie.
Yeah, and then we'll be back. And then we got some more stuff, movie stuff, and
stuff to talk about.
Spankscussion promotes Spankscussion because it's very important.
All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Oh, my God. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. With us in studio, the Sinister Minister.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, son of a bitch.
And there goes your bladder. Your incontinent shows.
Is that what that smell was?
Well, that's what you had for supper.
Tonight's Spankscussion.
Oh, God. Here we go. Spankscussion.
We're going to talk about worst and best, or if you got one or you got both or whatever, or you could, you know, Halloween experience on the actual Halloween day, probably from like a childhood or even when you're older, like a memory that's either good or really, really shitty.
Yeah, and you want me to start, don't
Yes, you? Of course, putting you right on the spot.
All right. Well, to be honest, obviously, I love Halloween. It's my, you know, favorite holiday, so I really have nothing but good memories, really, of Halloween. As a kid, I remember I always, you know, when you're a kid, your mom, you know, when you're too young to, you know, be able to, you know, your mother deals stupid shit like tries and dresses you up like Casper the fucking ghost or something. You know, and I would be like, blow off, man. I want blood and I want to be like a werewolf or I always wanted to be something really evil for Halloween. And I remember just getting a thrill, you know, being able to get done up in the costume and go out and like, it really wasn't about the candy to me. I hate the way that the media.
You have to knock on the
door. Yeah, man. I mean, no, but going out. Like,
trick or treat. I'm here to beg for candy.
To be honest, the trick or treating thing when you're a kid to me was cool just because it was like a social thing. I mean, just where like you're out and there's a bunch of other people dressed out in costumes are all walking around the streets and it was kind of fun. You know what I mean? Just for that. You know, the candy thing. I mean, I hate the way every goddamn holiday in this fucking country is
commercialized.
Like candy. I mean, think of one holiday, and I'm not talking about fucking President's Day or some stupid shit like that. I'm talking
Arbor
about
Day.
Like, yeah, Arbor Day, or you know, or Martin Luther King's birthday. I mean, I'm talking about an actual you know.
Oh,
holiday.
Look, a James Earl Ray candy.
Yeah, it's everything is candy, and especially Halloween is geared to candy. You know what I mean?
I don't know if anybody else caught that,
but I hate the way they've done that because Halloween is not. You know, it's a celebration of you know the All Souls Day thing, and it started with that, and mm-hmm. It's supposed to be. I hate the people that.
Do you want to say started with that or distorted from that?
Yeah, it distorted from that. There you go. Thank you. And I hate the people that like, you know, Halloween should be creepy and it should be scary. And
oh
it should
yeah,
be dark and it should be. These people have sugarcoated the fuck out of this holiday, and it makes me sick to see. You know, the little kids running around and they dress them up like Power Rangers
or Disney characters.
Yeah, you know, like
I
what,
iPods.
What are we, why do we sugarcoat everything? And, you know, it just makes me sick.
Well, you're going to hate me. Like you just said, last year, made for my son, I made him into an iPod.
An iPod. I see.
Geek for the win.
Whatever. Hey, you know.
It's like, stop, Cole. Yeah. What?
No. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. All right, we'll give you something to work with to kind of think up.
Please.
Okay.
I'm going to get angry now. I just came from a haunted house. I just went and checked out a haunted house that I'm going to do my Halloween show from. I just came from there. Now, yeah. Because I like to shoot one, from the local haunts in the area. So I think I'm going to be hitting. It's called Morbid Manor. It's over on Rainbow and Russell.
One.
Affiliated with Haunted Enterprises, the company I've worked with before.
Cool. Yeah.
Affiliated with them, so I think I'm. Anyway, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked.
Sorry, dude. No, please by all means. Pimp your
shit.
It's a habit that I'm constantly like promoting. You know, and someone pointed that out to me. You can't one sentence without. I was like, you know what? You're right. I don't even think about it. I just do it.
Okay,
that's why you're everywhere now.
So 14 years
and
old.
And the other channel. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay,
that was a joke.
All right, here's the deal. When I was growing up, we had these two teenagers. Chris and Curtis, they were brothers who would just torment us.
In other words, dill and weed.
Yeah, pretty much. They would torture the kids in this neighborhood. It was just bad. So I'm 14 years old, and as usual, Halloween night, I'm out, my little sister, a couple of other people, just having fun. It's basically, I was told, this is your last year trick-or-treating, so I was going to take advantage of it. So these guys were just bag-snatching people left and right. And I've never really been a fan of bag-snatchers. I mean, it's don't steal candy from a little kid. So
yeah, that's lame.
I go in the house, I take my candy bag, I dump all my candy on the floor, and I shit into my candy bag.
Oh. Good one.
I took a big, healthy, steaming shit right into my candy bag. I throw a sheet over myself, I swear to God, threw a sheet, cut out some holes, and I went walking, and I was trying to scrunch down so I look like a little kid. And I've got the bag, and I'm holding it out like this. And you know, I would go up to a couple doors, say trick or treat, and then they go there. I'm like, don't put any candy in the bag. And then I would walk away, and the neighbors, everybody hated these two kids. So I make it about halfway around the block before I hear the bikes, and I'm like, all right, here we go. And I just hold the arm out, and shoo, it's gone. Bikes are down the street, whatever. I'm like, okay, here we go. They did the same thing every time. They would take the candy. They would go around the corner. They would dump the candy out on the sidewalk and take what they wanted. Or they would just reach into the bag, grab candy, and pull it out.
That's what you're hoping they're doing.
I'm so hoping for this. So I go around the corner, I throw off the sheet. Now I'm hauling ass down. And my street was uphill, goddammit, and I was out of shape. I get around the top just to see Chris jam his hand down into that bag. And the look on his face comes out with a handful of my shit.
Oh, good one. Good one.
And I just look up and in my best I'm going through puberty voice, fuck you guys. I got my ass kicked the next day. I got the shit knocked out of me, but it was absolutely worth it.
At least he knew what to expect, though.
That guy got just a handful of candy corn infested shit.
That's fantastic. That's a good one. Oh. Yeah, what? I thought of another, actually, into Halloween incident that I had forgotten about while you were telling that story.
About shitting into a bag? It wasn't even a colostomy.
That wasn't it, but yeah.
Glad to know my shit inspired you.
It inspired more than just me getting up and leaving.
You got a candy bag over there you need me to fill?
No, I remember when I was about, and I was probably about 4 or 5 years old, my father gave me one of the biggest scares of my life, and I think it just helped warp me. I remember, I guess him and my mom had this planned out or something, and the doorbell rings, and it's not Halloween, but it's a day or two before, you know. And I get up, and I always, you know, I've always was like into the, you know, I would have the skull candles and all the little crap you have when you're
in the 12.
Yeah. And I go to open the door, and as I open the door, I see, and I kind of knew it was him, but I saw his foot, like we had hedges on each side of our door, and I saw his foot go around the corner real quick, and I'm like, God. In my mind, I knew, wait, what the hell? I knew that was my dad. And then I stood there for a second, and then he had bought a werewolf mask, and he came around the corner, you know, and then I jumped out of my body. And
you screamed like a little girl.
I think I did. And I remember
too scared to fucking scream and say his
right. Yeah, but I mean, after that, it's like, I don't know, I just...
Once you've had the bejesus scared out of you at about 5 years old, there ain't no going back.
That was probably the earliest memory I think I have. That was that one.
I'll tell you one thing I can say for the Midwest is Halloween's always sucked ass, because no matter how kick-ass your costume was as a child, you had to wear a winter coat, and all you could really do is paint your face up.
Wow.
Because it was always...
So everybody was Kiss.
Everybody. Everybody was, because it was always going... It was raining and cold and miserable every Halloween. I mean, very rarely did it ever not rain on Halloween. So my Halloween's always sucked ass. But I think the only decent Halloween I had, we went to Rocky Horror with a bunch of friends. And all I remember doing was just finding some of my nicest clothes, like the clothes my mom made sure, you know, these are your Sunday finest. I got a can of spray paint and a lighter and some lighter fluid, and I just trashed everything. Wow. Put it on. I went as a plane wreck survivor. I had hair about as long as yours, and I had it up and out, and we spent hours ironing and spraying and gluing. It was a mess, but it was fantastic. Wow. I froze my ass off.
Yeah.
You know, dude, if I paid you, would you regrow the mullet?
Not a mullet, dude. I had a mohawk.
Don't lie.
I see the pictures.
It was a mullet.
No, I had a mullet when I was younger, but when I was that age, man, I had a mohawk. It only grew from about 2 inches wide on top of my head. It was about as long as Sinister's hair.
Who would have knew?
No one.
my story's that way. I was a kid. It's just as an adult.
I was going to say, here comes ghetto Halloween.
Yeah. Right. And so...
So I put my hand into this bag and came out covered in shit.
The year before, you know, these... The kids like was like, oh, you know, we know you're there. You didn't answer the door last year. You know, kids in the neighborhood and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you didn't, you know, because the year before I had to go to school. And so I wasn't there to give no candy out and nothing like that, right?
Oh, shit. In your neighborhood? That's a bad idea.
So, you know, the kids were complaining. Oh, the kids not that bad over there. They're nice kids.
No, it's their parents that terrify me.
and so they were bitching, complaining. I was like, okay. You know, so the next year I was able to be home. I was like, okay. So we have a Michael Myers mask, right? And the mask has, like, no mouth. right? And I went outside. I got the music, fucking the theme song. I recorded on a CD 12 fucking times and just let that bitch play. And I stood in the fucking garage and did this the whole fucking time.
Oh, hang on. Hold on. I got to get the camera on you. Hold on. Let's make sure it's there.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm stumbling. I'm going into the kids, right?
Right.
Like, falling over. These fucking kids. I'm done with the visual. Hold on.
He's not done with the visual. He's got to get his chair.
He's got to sit down.
Yeah. These fucking kids were fucking screaming. And I was laughing my ass off, but they can't see it because there's no mouth to the mask, right? So kids were like, ah! You see kids cry across the street because I'm walking, you know, just, you know, the, you know, Michael Myers does his walking, leaning over, and I lean over, almost knock a kid over. And the parents was like, some of the parents was like pulling the kids away. It's nothing like seeing a black man, you know, because my hands wasn't covered. So I seen a big old black dude out there with a Michael Myers mask, and the garage was all dark. It wasn't lit. It was like no lights. It was no lights at all. So when you had to go candy, you had to go all the way through the driveway to my garage in my house.
Okay, this makes more sense.
Yeah, no lights at all. So you can't see shit.
How long were you in jail?
Nothing but a flashlight shining down on a bowl of candy.
That was good. All you can see is the mask because it's bright white, and you can't see nothing else. I wore all black, you know, like right now, we're all black clothing.
Yeah.
It's just so the kids would see, all they see was the fucking face just going back and forth the whole time, walking up and down the sidewalk, come back to the driveway. Nice. And some kids would go up there and do it. Then some kids would just fucking start wailing.
No!
And the mom's like, just go to the bed. He's like, no. And I fucking just roll it. But I forget. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to laugh, you know, because I'll get give it away. But they can't see shit.
You know, I always had a friend who had a cool stunt. Her dad was an eye doctor. And you know, as the four
glaucoma
eye,
drops.
Yeah, the glaucoma drops that are all, like, luminescent. They're
Chief
purple.
Used to get that stuff by the gallon.
Yes. You put them in your eyes, so that way what they do is they put a blue light in your
light.
Eye
yeah,
or
a black light
so they could check for glaucoma and all that. Well, she would just take the eye drops and just pour them in because when she'd go out to parties and whatnot.
Your eyes glow.
Your eyes would be glowing.
Yeah.
And then it would look like glowing tears flowing down your face and shit like that.
Good
so,
idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
If it doesn't blind you 5 years later.
I'm going to do something this year, and I'm going to scare the bejesus out of every kid in my neighborhood.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to dress up like John McCain.
Oh, Jesus.
Get my wife to dress up like Sarah Palin. That'd be awesome.
And it leads to the other question of scary characters. All right, if you had to be any character in a horror movie, one of the villains, which character would you be and why?
Are we talking about like established characters that
we all know? Well, we'll go established.
Okay, look, you can bring up characters and you and I'll get it, but nobody else will understand.
We'll
what the
bring
hell
up
go for it, anybody.
If I could be any character in a horror movie?
Yeah. Any horror
or villain.
Any villain. Any of the main.
Although it depends upon who you consider the villain to be, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, because think about it. I mean, you know, in some of us perspectives, the monster might be the victim. Or the, you know, in a way. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. You're talking conventional.
Look at him. He's getting introspective on a goddamn radio show. We've got 7 minutes
because,
left.
Because, to be honest, this is going to sound self-indulgent. I can't seem to do this without sounding self-indulgent, I guess. I got a really good idea.
Now
for,
on Channel 4.
I have a good idea for a movie. It's kind of like the character I do, but not really the – more just like a deranged minister.
That shit's loud.
Goddamn train.
There's a train. It must be like they moved the tracks a block over.
I don't know. I've always liked werewolves a lot. American Werewolf in London is one of my favorite werewolf movies. Vampires, you know, are always good. Actually, I guess if I had to pick one of those, I really admire the subspecies Radu.
Radu,
he was an amazingly good, well-played character by Anis Hove. Did a great job on him. Then again, of all the, like, I'm categorizing this now, you know, because, like, slashers, Michael Myers, to me, was always the best. I don't, you know, all the spinoffs of the slashers got kind of old after a minute, but the Michael Myers thing was the first, really, and he did it the best just because of his sort of just stone.
The psychopathic.
It's like, like a emotionless with the mask. That's what that was, just emotionless thing with the... I don't know. I like that. And then, as far as like monsters in the movies, I'm really sort of partial to the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers these days. That was a good character.
Really good.
I didn't really necessarily like the second Jeepers Creepers that much, but the first one was really good.
How much fun can you have in a bus?
Yeah.
See, you and I have the same opinion. We seem to both like movies where the bad guys win.
Well, you know, when you're a kid, and you're scared of monsters in your closet or under your bed or something. I kind of had a mentality of, well, you know, if you make friends with them, they won't hurt you. You know?
There you go.
It'd be a, you know, hell, then you're all right. They'll protect you, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, oddly
I
enough,
grew
oddly
up
enough.
Weird.
My son's like, oh, it was the monster sitting with me that did this instead of him taking responsibility.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, then you
now
worry.
I know where my son's going to be in the future.
Then,
right?
Yeah. Then you got to, well, now then there's worrying about, you know, if your kids are walking around talking about imaginary friends and imaginary monsters they're hanging out with. I mean, yeah, for me, I can look back and go, well, yeah, I kind of thought that, but then I didn't really have any imaginary friends, or I wasn't being talked to by voices that nobody else could hear. You know, I mean, if that's happening, you might want to watch, you know, watch out.
I'll worry when he gets a little bit past three.
Yeah, when he keep that up, and then you might have a problem on your hands. But
so which one for you?
Well, for me, it's, okay.
You just told me before.
Well, no, I've been thinking about it. And it's not from a movie, but it's from a book that's about to become a movie. There's a book called Monster Island, which is, it's a zombie book, of course. And in it, there's a character who, once the zombie plague starts taking everyone, he's a doctor and he realizes exactly what it is and exactly what to do. And he basically freezes himself to death. And when he does that, the process he becomes a zombie doesn't destroy his brain. So when he comes back as undead as a zombie, he's still smart. He's not like this mindless ghoul. So it's actually a really cool character.
So you described the character yourself.
Yeah. Not only is he
slightly brain dead.
Not only is he a zombie, but he can reach out across this thing called the Ghost Network and actually talk to and control other lesser zombies.
Wow.
But from more of a conventional process, yeah, I got to go with Pinhead. I got to go with the Cenobites.
Oh, good one, man. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Yeah. No,
got to go with the original creepy man. Yeah. That guy's. You can't.
He made an entrance you'd never forget, man, that guy.
You can't stop him. You can't bargain with him. You can't deal reason. No, he just is there, and if he's there, you can pretty much guarantee the pain, death, gore, violence is all coming with him.
Yeah, that Clive Barker I like, man. Clive Barker, because he's imaginative and he's different. You know, like he comes up with stuff that's just not conventional.
No,
I mean,
not
it's
at
completely
all.
Out of a mind of a nut job. You gotta love that.
Keep an eye out for a new one from him called Midnight Meat Train. Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah, I saw that preview or something for that.
It's been bounced to another studio now, but it should still be out sometime next year.
There's a lot of good movies I've seen.
Yeah.
They're going to do a remake of Hellraiser. Did you know that?
Yes,
There's a studio. Well, now. Everybody does that, but you know what? It could be good. It could, if it's going to go one of two ways, and there's going to be some depending factors. I don't know about casting anyone but Doug Bradley for Pinhead.
Yeah.
But if they do, I can see him doing it. But he better sound exactly like him. You know what I mean? Like the voice, that Pinhead voice.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, you can't. You can't have Pinhead walk in and go, "We'll tear your soul apart." You know what I mean?
It's
got
to
sound just like that.
Dull, flat.
So, I don't know. I'm half and half on remakes, because some of them come out great and some of them just are a complete waste of time.
Yeah. Well, Zombie's remake of Halloween, I thought was.
It
had some great parts to it that really touched.
Don't give it
things.
Away because I haven't fucking seen.
Oh, serious? I like that.
You know, you guys are all gonna hate me. I don't watch enough horror films to really.
Well, that's right, because you have a vagina.
So I really can't say. I don't.
But
you know.
Wait, you've watched enough horror sci-fi, though. I mean, you've got guys like The Alien or The Wishmaster, or even
Wishmaster's Leprechaun. Wishmaster's a funny one, actually. My girlfriend just saw Wishmaster for the first time and loved it. I mean, it was the first Wishmaster, the first one.
Yeah, that was.
They made
a
few stupid spin-offs, but that guy that I forgot the dude's name that plays him in human form.
Yeah,
his voice cracks me up. Because he always said, "Make your wishes." He always does that whole thing at the end of it. I was like, wow, man.
There's another good one, too. Warlock.
Oh,
that's
Julian
another,
Sands.
Julian Sands.
Yeah. You know what? I saw that once years ago. I don't remember how I felt about that movie.
You know, to me, it was a pretty good movie. And then the sequels weren't horrible. And then if you're talking about another kind of weird off-the-wall one like that, Christopher Walken as Gabriel.
Prophecy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Prophecy, the first Prophecy was really good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I think even, you
the
know what,
second
they started to
okay.
water it down too much.
Yeah.
But that first Prophecy movie was really good. Yeah, Walken did a good job as Gabriel in those. Yeah. I think Eric Stoltz was in that,
yeah,
too.
Yes, he was in the first one, yeah. The angel hiding in the attic with the little deaf girl.
First one was good. Yeah, that was a good one. I'll tell you what, if you want one of the, as far as I'm concerned, I just thought of this when you said that prophecy movie, one of the jumpiest scenes in a horror movie that I've ever, for me anyway, it'll make you just, if you're not expecting it, it'll just make you jump out of your skin. The Exorcist 3 with George C. Scott,
mm-hmm.
which has nothing to do with Linda Blair or anything, but it has to do with that whole... Father Karras thing, that Damien Karras thing. Yeah. Basically, it's about a demon spirit that will possess different bodies and, like, go kill and kill people. So no one ever knows who it is. There's different fingerprints, all that. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's residing in an old folks' home, all right? And it's possessing the bodies of the older people. And George C. Scott is the police chief. There's one scene in that movie that, I mean, just damn near made me jump out of my skin. This was years ago. It's in the hospital. It's late at night. I don't want to give it away for you, but it's the hospital scene late at night. It has to do with a pair of hedge clippers.
It's a haunted bedpan.
If you go rent The Exorcist 3, it's about midway through the movie. There's a pretty jump. It's just filmed. The timing is so well done.
But yeah. Nothing will... I'm sorry, just as far as great scenes, nothing's going to ever beat the original Omen, the glass coming through the back of the car,
and the head getting cut.
Oh, damn, you just killed my shit.
Oh! Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yes. Oh. You just fucking killed it.
The Omen's one of my favorites, too.
I was going to say, I want to be Davey because he's the fucking Antichrist.
Yeah, you don't fuck with him.
You don't fuck with him. No. And that's the character
he can
I
just
would
stare
be.
At you and
that's
die.
That's what I'm saying. And you know?
And
you
that music starts. You know?
Have everybody fucking kissing your ass because they know you could kill him in an instant. That was my character.
I'm so sorry. You know, Sam Neill did two great horror movies. He did, of course, it was Exorcist.
Omen.
Omen 3.
The Final Conflict. That was, he played Damien.
Wait,
yeah,
was it? But there's another one.
But In the Mouth of Madness, which
that's
is a Carpenter film.
John Carpenter, that's right.
Which is so thoroughly creepy.
Yeah.
That movie is awesome. I love that. Do you read Sarkane? Guy's there with an axe. Yeah. I mean, awesome. Anyway, by the way, speaking of horror stuff.
Damien in the scene.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Which is one of my favorite scenes in movies.
I apologize. Charles Band did say this year that in 2009 they start filming Puppet Master: Axis of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if that comes
to be
fruition.
Honest, I'm tired of all the puppet and doll stuff that he's been doing. You know what?
Worry dolls.
I'm blood dolls and all those. And I mean, I know it's he great. You know, I'm not the guy does what he does, and that's great. But to be honest, I've seen the bigger Full Moon productions like The Pit and the Pendulum. And,
oh, yeah.
Things like that are the ones that are the subspecies movies, Meridian. You know,
Trancers.
Those are all the ones that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Castle Freak was okay.
Oh.
Castle Freak was all right.
Awesome. I love that film.
But mostly The Vampire Journals, that was a good one.
That was a good one, yep. Robot Jocks, I mean, if you really want to get weird, Robot Jocks was a...
But I'll tell you this much. I will only be interested... when we do Subspecies 5.
Yes.
And he already said it was going to be more of a origin of Radu.
Which would be really
and
cool.
And that is what I'm waiting for. And until I don't want to, the goddamn ginger dead man, blah, blah, blah. I don't care
ginger
about
dead
all
man
that
and King
stuff.
Bong. Come on.
Yeah, I want the next subspecies. And until I see that from Full Moon, I don't care.
Oh. Yeah. This is why I love this time of year, because everyone starts talking about horror films and people start realizing, oh, I've never seen that. And then you can take something and unleash it on someone like Cannibal Holocaust and just ruin the rest of their life.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh. That'll stay with you
all
forever.
Right. Sinister, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming in
no,
again.
I love it.
We love having you here.
Thank you.
Again, it's TheMMT.com.
TheMMT.com. That is my website. You can watch all the shows there. Again, if you're in any of those areas we mentioned before, you can get the show or you can go to my MySpace page and get the full list of the entire cable access market that has picked up the Midnight Massacre Theater. And that's that.
Yes.
Cool. All right, we have a lot of people to thank because we got to wrap up our show for the night. Big thank you to all of our syndicates, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Radio X UK, Trax Radio, KBMA, and Northern Sunsets.
Ugh. That list gets any longer, we're going to have to extend the show 15 minutes just to say all their names.
I know. Remember, you can find us online, spankwagon.net, email radio@spankwagon.net, MySpace, we need friends, myspace.com/spankwagon, where you're right up there on the main friends page.
So. Thank you.
Twitter.com/SpankWagon. Tons of ways to get a hold of us. Remember, next week, lots of tits, lots of ass.
And lots of porn to be given away.
Tons. You have to call in, though. 1-866-LV-ROCKS next week.
Until next time, creepsies.
Yeah. Look at this.
That's a fucked up shit, ain't
it? It is.
All right, you got to give us the last word tonight.
I thought I was trying to, and you threw this fucking Obama thing at
me. You see where it says the $10?
Did we just sidetrack the minister again? Damn, we're back.
That's hard to do that.
I'll cut the mics.
We're done next week.
See you in hell.
Original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.